The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 228. Before we jump in, make sure you leave a rating and review wherever you are listening to this show. I love hearing from you, and I look forward to shouting you out. And it takes you maybe 15 to 20 seconds to leave that review. So I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. All right, y'all. This is a very important episode. There is a home insurance crisis happening throughout the country. Some states are being hit more than others. Louisiana is one of the states that is being hit tremendously, and it's really putting homeowners in a bad spot. So we will listen to a news clip from Fox 8 in New Orleans about a widow who is going through a situation where she is pretty much being forced to sell her home. So let's check out the clip, and then I'm going to talk some more about it.
The cost of homeowners insurance in Louisiana could jump 23% by the end of this year, and that would be the steepest increase in the country.
As Tong Trong reports, the cost of insurance is forcing some locals to sell their dream homes.
So this is obviously where I keep a lot of my husband's photographs.
When Sharon Brilski and her husband moved into this 3,400 square foot home on Coliseum Street in Uptown New Orleans, they poured everything they had into it.
What dreams did you have for yourself and your husband with this house?
Well, this was our forever home. And so we invested a lot of our sweat and tears into renovating it.
That was 1995. Her husband, Harold, died in 2015. The home is filled with pictures of him and the ones he captured as a photographer. Brilski never imagined selling the house, but the soaring cost of homeowners insurance in Louisiana is forcing her to face a sobering financial reality.
But the other thing that really started to hit me was living within my retirement budget. And my property taxes are high, but they're frozen because of my age at this point. But my property insurance is very, very high.
Between property tax and property insurance, Brilski's been paying $2,500 per month to stay in this home. She says it got to a point that became unsustainable. Recently, and reluctantly, she decided she had to sell.
If you were to characterize what insurance and the cost of insurance is doing to you as a homeowner, how would you characterize them?
It's basically making living in a house that I own and I own outright impossible for me to stay here. And I'm not the only one in New Orleans experiencing that. You can drive around this neighborhood and others and see tons of for sale signs.
That's anecdotal. It's hard to put an exact number on how many people in the New Orleans metro area are selling their house because of the price of insurance, but it's something the local real estate market is noticing.
There's certainly some of that. What the percentage of that market is, I can't tell you exactly. I hear it from the agents who surround us here in this office that there are some of those.
Mark Rohde is the broker and owner of RE/MAX Affiliates in Metairie. He's been in the business for almost 50 years and says there can be many reasons why someone decides to sell their home. He's not surprised if sky-high insurance premiums are among them.
No, I'm not, actually, you know, because there are a lot of widows and widowers who are on fixed income of some kind of Social Security. And when you have an insurance policy that doubles or better that you weren't expecting, it's going to affect your lifestyle.
Downsizing is the only option for me. And, there's a number of reasons for that. But truthfully, the biggest is financial. It's not just the fact that I'm getting older.
Brilski's four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home is now listed at $1.1 million.
Got to say, you got a pretty sweet spot.
This is a beautiful balcony.
But Louisiana's insurance crisis cuts across many tax brackets. Habitat for Humanity is requesting more than $2 million from the New Orleans City Council to help more than 100 owners of its affordable houses avoid foreclosure. The nonprofit's executive director says the cost of insurance is pushing families to a breaking point.
Many of them are at risk of becoming homeless, and they will then be dependent on other kinds of city services.
I have battled with this decision for more than 3 years.
Brilski may have put her house up for sale, but finding someone who can afford the home and insurance is another matter. So far, she's had only one potential buyer stop by. In New Orleans, Tan Trung, Fox 8 Local First.
Industry analysts say rates for property insurance in Louisiana could soar even higher if storms and hurricanes impact the state this year.
All right. So the main problem that I have with situations like these is states are not stepping up. There needs to be some sort of way to, one, help people stay in their homes, especially seniors. She is a senior, so her property taxes are frozen. I believe that her home insurance should also be frozen as well, because if you think about someone who is on a fixed income, how in the world are they supposed to afford these ridiculous insurance hikes out of nowhere, right? And so I don't think it makes any sense. And at the end of the day, the insurance companies are trying to cover themselves and really not worried about the consumer and what people can reasonably afford. It reminds me of these HOA special assessments and stuff that we've talked about, where it's like, there's no way the majority of people will be able to afford these increases. And it's awful. And later on in this particular clip, Habitat for Humanity was trying to get $2 million from the state in order to help people in their affordable homes, homeowners in their affordable homes, avoid foreclosure because of rising fees and things of that nature. So I think it's a failure on the state's part that people are being put into this position, and something's got to give. Something has to be done because people are losing their homes. They're losing their homes that they put all their money into, like she said, her sweat and her effort into fixing, into living in. And it's a shame. It's a shame. And I really believe that states should do more. And I want to encourage all of you, if you have someone who you know who is a senior, who's a homeowner, maybe they're by themselves or maybe it's a couple, whatever the case is, what I recommend is calling them. Make sure they understand their insurance. Make sure they understand their property taxes and what's going on, and just ensure that they're able to upkeep the house and they know what's going on, because it's very easy for seniors to be taken advantage of. And if they fall on hard times financially, there are a lot of sharks out there who are ready to take advantage of them in their worst moments. So I really want to encourage you to reach out to the seniors you know. Reach out to the people you know in general who are homeowners, just to make sure that they understand, especially those who are maybe widows or widowers, those who are alone. These are the prime targets for these kind of things. And if something happens and their taxes go up or their insurance goes up, they need support so they know how to navigate that situation. So maybe they can negotiate and things like that. I encourage you to step in, be that person to help them, to support them to the greatest extent possible, because not everybody's situation is going to make the news, right? When you're on the news, I'm sure a lot of different resources can come to you, but not everybody's story is going to get heard on the news. So I want to encourage you to reach out to those who you know. And one thing as well that I want to encourage you with is, when you're analyzing real estate deals, when you're figuring out if you want to buy a property to live in or buy an investment property, it's so important for you to take into account the insurance and the property taxes. You need to know how to calculate your insurance. You need to know how your taxes are calculated. You need to get quotes for insurance. You can always get additional quotes. You can always, and you probably should, shop around year to year to see if you can get a better rate. Because I don't want any one of you listening to lose your current home or your future home or future investment property. It's important to go in with as much information as possible so that you can make an educated decision. So just wanted to hop on real quick. I really felt compelled to share this story and provide some encouragement to you all. And if you're someone who is living in an area where it's just ridiculously expensive, which I know is many of you, go to outofstatemoney.com. I encourage you to go to outofstatemoney.com There's a free training that'll really break down the process of what it takes to invest out of state. And I hope we can help you out. You can also find that link in the description. So thank you all so much. I hope you are doing well and that your summer is off to a great start. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.